Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Okay, gossip alert.
Now the latest from Hollywood
and beyond.
It's Dana's Dirt.
And Dana's Dirt is brought to you by Ace Restoration Services. Have a delayed insurance claim? Let them manage your damage. Ace, the number 2, restore.com. Here's Dana with your dirt.
So I was checking out the Emmy nominations yesterday. I'm super excited because I'm a huge Star Wars fan. They did not let me down with The Mandalorian.
Baby Yoda.
15 nominations.
That's impressive. That's
a
lot.
Yes. So I'm invested now. Finally, after all these years, I'm invested in the Emmys.
Nobody cares about the Emmys.
Way to make me care. Some of the bigger shows that got nominated. HBO's Watchmen, that led the way with 26 nominations. Netflix did very, very well. Your show, Ozark. Is up for some, did well.
I think
well.
They got like 15 or 18 too, really well. So yeah. I was happy for him.
Yeah. The show is coming up on September 20th. It's going to be hosted by Jimmy Kimmel.
Okay. I like Jimmy.
Yeah. J-Lo and A-Rod want to sell you their house in Malibu.
Okay.
5 bedrooms, 4.5 bathrooms, oceanfront.
Okay, I like that part.
Only set you back. It's less than $8 million.
That's it?
It's listed for $7.99 million.
It's only a 7 or a 5, 4.5 for that much?
So they bought it from Jeremy Priven for $6.6 million less than a year and a half ago. But I guess depending on who walks through those doors.
Yes.
Yes.
You know who lived here before
now
you?
Value just shoots up. Wow. And according to People Magazine, it was going to be featured on something with fixer-upper Joanna Gaines. She was out there with the film crew.
Okay, now it goes up even more.
No, but I guess that didn't pan out. Maybe she did do some work on it. Okay. I don't know, but not good enough to keep them there.
Well, when you see a spike in the real estate market and everybody says it's going straight up, it's because of that one sale right there.
Yeah. Well, in Malibu, I don't even know if that's cause a ripple.
This is true. Yeah. Price of a townhouse.
Jeff Bezos' ex-wife has already donated $1.7 billion of her divorce settlement to charity, posted a list of the causes that she's supporting. She dropped a ton of money. She's also unloading a name. She's not using his name anymore. She's going by Mackenzie Scott now.
I'm like, she's doing what?
Mackenzie Scott.
That's amazing. That's a lot of money. So hats off to her. I don't know the woman, never probably will ever meet her, but I'd like to shake her hand and tell her thank you. That's a lot of money to donate to charities. And
it's a lot of money to have.
Yeah. Well, then there's that too. Just to be able to donate. Yeah. Right.
Jay and Dana's Morning Mix.
Every morning. Weekday mornings till 9 on Mix 105.1.
Do you have a guilty pleasure that you want to act on? Did I mention that my wife is out of town? This could get me in trouble because I got a phone call yesterday and this is tearing me up inside. Because I have a friend that has the coolest pinball machine. It's a Guns N' Roses pinball machine. So listen.
Get it. Go on.
Oh, man. It's got axle balls, slash balls. It plays the music when you're doing it. And I've always told him. I've only been to his house 3 times probably. I'm like, if you ever get rid of this, please call me first. Well, guess what? I got a text yesterday and a picture of it. It says, you still interested? And I'm like, are you kidding me? Now is not the time for this. Now's not the time.
You don't have the room for it.
I do, because I want to get rid of my pool. I have a pool and ping pong table combo, and I know right where it will go.
So all of Stacy's books, her bookcase, is in the garage.
Where they
because
belong.
You don't have room for those in the house, covered in spiders and spider webs.
Yeah.
But somehow you're going to make room for this pinball machine.
My kids' trophies, all kinds of stuff is out there in that garage. Right now, but it would look beautiful there, and he's got it priced right for me before he puts it up on like OfferUp or Craigslist or something like that, and I'm like, this is killing me, you guys.
Can you put down like a down payment?
No, he needs the money
on a new house for himself.
That's what I was like, how comfortable will this thing be to sleep on? I haven't even told Stacy.
I say, get it. Give me the pool table.
She would absolutely kill me, but it's just one of those guilty pleasures. Ever since Silver Spoons and Ricky Schroeder back in the day, I have always wanted to own a pinball machine.
You've always wanted to own a lot of things.
I know.
So it's not like this was the one thing. Just let me have this one thing, Mom. It's not like that.
I know it's not.
Like did you get the jet ski, the boat? You have the camper trailer thing, the old dusty thing.
Modes of transportation was very important for me.
You got all sorts of stuff.
I know. I like toys. And this is a great toy. So I as much as I want it, the right side of my brain is telling me, don't do it right now. Now's not the time to be buying guilty pleasures. But man, just to look at it and picture it in my home.
That is not a good friend.
No, it's not. But at least he did offer it up to me first, you know, and he needs some money. So I would be helping him, I guess it would be. So that's the way at least I'm putting it in my head.
Jay and Dana's Morning Mix.
It's a guilty pleasure. This pinball machine, I've always wanted one. And this Guns N' Roses one, my friend is selling me. But I know that my wife will kill me who's out of town if I end up getting it. You got a guilty pleasure, something you've always wanted to act on. And did you actually pull the trigger and did you actually do it? Joanna, what happened with you?
Yes, actually, my husband and I had been going back and forth about building a new house. And we did act on it, actually. We signed a contract about a month ago.
Oh, wow. So this is speaking to you right now.
But I mean, you need a place to live.
Yes.
You don't need a pinball machine.
You got space in there for a pinball machine? Guns N' Roses?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Plenty of space.
So what was the deciding factor between guilty pleasure, should we do it, or let's do it, let's pull the trigger?
Well, because we have a big family. We're a family of five, and right now we have a three-bedroom house, and my two little ones were sharing the same room, and they were going to kill each other eventually, so.
Well, congrats, and enjoy your new home.
Thank you very much. You all have a great day.
You too.
Bye, Joanna.
Bye.
And now, the Morning Mix presents Kids Smarts.
Who's our kid today?
Hi, my name is Amelia. I'm from Longwood, and I'm 7 years old. I'm in first grade. I like playing swim, and I like to do math.
Let's play Kid Smarts. Good morning, Jessica and Lake Helen. Welcome to the game. I asked Amelia, our 7 year old, what do caterpillars turn into?
She'll know that, definitely.
She'll definitely know it. What's the answer?
Butterflies.
Butterflies is right. What is the largest bird in the world?
Oh, I think she's pretty smart.
Amelia?
I don't know.
Ostrich. That's what we're looking for. All right, final question for Amelia. What is Winnie the Pooh's favorite treat?
She should know that.
What's the answer?
That's easy. It's honey.
Yes, it is. Nice job. Hey, Jessica, for you, you got a family 4-pack of tickets. You're going to head on out to Crayola Experience here in Orlando. Enjoy.
Jay and Dana's Morning Mix.
Let's go. Woo! Weekday mornings till 9.
They're the first voices I hear in the morning.
Oh, my God. I have to turn up the volume.
On Mix 105.1.
All right. This is really cool. This is going to blow your mind. I couldn't wait to share this with you guys this morning. Take a look at your jeans.
You waited over an hour and a half.
I know. If you're wearing jeans right now, look on your jeans. Most of those have those little metal buttons like on the pockets.
The rivets?
Yeah. So they're not just for decoration. Did you know that they actually serve a purpose?
Other than coolness?
Other than coolness. It dates back to 1872. Jeans.
Oh, wait.
No, you don't
know. No. Wait. Is it because they would heat up by the fire? With cowboys?
Well, it's because of miners.
No, I thought that was it. I really did.
I was almost impressed that you know it. So goes all the way back then, jeans made for miners, and they knew that they were going to have to carry like heavy tools and things like that in their pockets. So they took these metal rivets and they hammered them into the jeans so that way all the miners, when they're going down to work, they could put all their tools in their pockets and they wouldn't rip and they wouldn't break.
Oh.
And so they've stuck around now for 140 some odd years. Just in case, I guess you're putting your hammer in your pocket so it doesn't rip.
How big were those pockets?
Right.
Or tiny were those tools?
Yeah, like carpenter's jeans back in the days, you know? I mean, I still have them on my jeans right now, and this dates back to the 1800s. I never knew what they were for. They're so dumb looking.
Yeah, I always like that little loop on the side where you could hang a,
yes,
a hammer or something.
And your cargo shorts or like
cooler. I like my tools.
When you go camping, you put your machete. You can put it right there. Yeah. Okay, here's another one. A glass bottle of Heinz 57 of the ketchup.
Yes.
If you look right on the neck of the bottle, you'll see that there's a 57.
Oh, you didn't know this?
I did not. So you know this?
I know this. You hit the 57 and it makes the ketchup come out better.
Yes, that's why it's there. I just figured it was part of the logo. But they said, this is Heinz, to release Heinz tomato ketchup from its glass bottle with extra speed, apply a firm tap to the spot marked 57 on the neck of the label.
Oh, yeah.
It provides, I guess, the perfect amount of air so you no longer have to stick your dirty knife in there and move it around or beat the bottom of it or anything like that. I never knew this.
No, I didn't either. I'm trying to think of the last time I bought a glass bottle of...
Yeah, that's true.
Well,
yeah.
They're always in the restaurants, you know? A lot of times that's where you'll see your glass bottles is
those
in restaurants.
Are the fancy restaurants. Mm-hmm. Mine come in a little side container.
Little packages you got to rip open with your teeth. So if you didn't know those things, there's something you could share with your coworkers today at the office or on the water cooler or whatever. Now you sound really smart.
Mix 105.1.
Should you be banned from your own kitchen? Like, look, you're never allowed in here again with the mess that you make. I remember one time I had a hot Corningware dish and I brought it over the sink to put it in there and it burned my hand and I dropped it. And it shattered because it was hot into thousands of pieces. Straight down in the drain because the water was on. We had to get a plumber to come out and take the disposal all apart. Like, never again. You are an idiot. That was my big kitchen mistake.
Yeah, I'm not going to disagree with you.
What's your big kitchen disaster that you should be banned from your own kitchen? 407-919-1051.
I did one when I was a teenager. It was after Easter, and I wanted a hard-boiled egg, mm-hmm. and I wanted it heated up.
Oh. And so, no, you didn't.
I put it in the microwave.
No.
And that egg waited. It waited until I came back out of my bedroom, down the hall, like the sound had already gone off,
right,
for the timer. And I opened the door, pulled it out, and that's when it exploded.
Oh my God!
And
hot
trying
egg?
To get, yeah. So I had like an egg hickey, and then trying to get all of the bits of egg yolk, at least the whites, you couldn't quite see everywhere.
Right.
My mom is like, "You get the ladder. I want every single bit of that off of the ceiling."
Because the yolk will blend in with that popcorn ceiling.
No.
Or the white part, but not the yellow part.
No.
Oh, and that smell too is probably awesome.
It wasn't worth it. It's like, why didn't you just put it back in some boiling water? Just eat a cold egg like everybody else.
Chantel, you just completely ruined your cheesy bread too, right?
Yeah, so I was really excited. I got this new Brazilian cheesy bread, and I was super excited to be like, hey, try this. It's super good. First time making it, it said it needed parchment paper, which I was like, oh, that's wax paper. I got that. So I put wax paper down. Yeah, no, you're right, Jay. It was not. My whole cheesy bread was covered in wax on the bottom. Half of them were burnt, and I'm like, okay, lesson learned.
Nice and melty.
Yeah.
It's like those old candies that you have to pick off the paper or whatever, and the cheesy bread is completely stuck to that.
It's just extra flavor.
Yeah, I still eat that candy.
Jay and Dana's Morning Mix.
Dana exploded an egg all over the kitchen. I broke a dish into the garbage disposal. Chantel doesn't know what parchment paper is from wax paper. What is your kitchen disaster, Brandon?
So this is my roommate, not me, but I was the victim. So my roommate found this recipe online to ferment your own alcohol out of blueberries.
Oh boy.
So we spent like days making this recipe, and you put it in glass bottles, you put it in the windowsill for like a month, and the sun ferments it into some kind of alcohol. Well, I'm watching television, and I hear this pop and a hiss, and I look over, and one of the bottles is spewing this blue liquid out of the neck.
Ugh.
Yeah, all over the living room. I grab the bottle, I run for the kitchen, and I think, okay, if I pop this top off, it's going to go everywhere. So I turn it upside down in the sink, thinking, okay, I'll unscrew it, point it down. Well, as soon as the cap let go of that last millimeter of thread, the cap shot into the garbage disposal like a champagne cork, and all of the liquid and the blueberries just shot out the neck. And you know that effect when you put a spoon under a running faucet and it kind of sprays up sideways?
Yes, yes.
Well, the blue liquid and blueberries did that in the sink and wound up like spatter on the ceiling like a crime scene. And they're there's four of these bottles along the windowsill, and he wasn't home. And I was like, I'm done with this. There's just no chance I'm having this happen again. And by the time he got home from work, all four of them were just in the trash as a precaution that they were all going to burst open in the living room.
I thought you were going to say you moved. He came home, and all he saw were some blue stains everywhere.
Furniture was gone. I was out, and we left.
We were in college in a dorm, and so we rearranged the ceiling tiles in the room so that it wasn't like this concentration of blue in one spot, hoping they wouldn't notice.
You created a pattern.
You did.
So tell me, so did you taste it at all?
No.
No, what a waste.
I mean, looking back on it, the recipe didn't even make sense. Like, sugar and blueberries and water in the sun for a month is supposed to produce some kind of raspberry-flavored liqueur.
Did you get this off of some prison website? Because I think that's how they make booze in jail.
It could have. I was just the accomplice. I was just the one that helped stuff blueberries into old vodka bottles.
That's hilarious, man. What a story. Never again, right? Now you just go to the liquor store. It's the easiest way.
Yep. I go to ABC to buy my liquor now. I don't make it myself.
Brandon, great story. Thanks for calling.
Have a great day.
You too. Bye. We're talking about kitchen disasters. All of us have one. Amanda, what's your story? What'd you do?
About a year and a half ago, I made the mistake of putting Dawn dishwashing liquid in my dishwasher.
Oh, my gosh. That stuff is so soapy and sudsy.
Yeah, and it was like a scene out of a movie. There were bubbles everywhere. And my son's like, Mommy, bubbles. I'm like, go away.
But think of how clean your floors were, though, right?
Oh, it was horrible.
How long did it take to clean up that mess? And was it everywhere?
It came out all over half my kitchen floor. And it took me a good couple hours just to kind of get everything off the floor and trying to rinse everything outside of the dishwasher. It was not a fun. Would not recommend.
Yeah, I'm tired just listening to you talk about trying to clean that up.
Oh, my gosh. You think you have one spot, and then you go and slip inside into another, and it's just not fun for anybody.
It'd be fun to watch, though, probably.
Yeah, my husband was laughing.
I bet.
It was quite comical.
Thanks for calling, Amanda. Never again.
Nope. Done. Learned my lesson.
Bye.
Jay and Dana's Morning Mix.
Every morning. Weekday mornings till 9 on Mix 105.1.